A Simple Thing, written by Iridan, read by Marianas. Chapter 30. Getze. Din hit the floor with enough force that his armor threw out sparks, shrieking where it skidded across the sandstone floor. He reacted on instinct. Pain blinded him, exploded across his chest, his side, his wrist as he fell and threw out an arm to catch himself. But Din's body knew what to do. He managed to get a knee up between himself and Paz. Paz had hit Din from an awkward angle. Din didn't fall clean. His head bounced off the sandstone, helmet spitting sparks, Beskar ringing. Din thought that he might have shouted. Paz, carried by his own momentum, he was carking heavy, a big man in thick, heavy plate, carrying more armor than Din ever had, crashed to the floor with Din. Din thought that Paz was shouting too, the Verdike yelling, but it was hard to sort out individual noises from the ringing in Din's ears. One of Paz's hands was clawing at Din's armor, seeking the seals in the underside of his cuirass, trying to pry Din's chest plate loose. Can't let him. If Paz got Din's Beskar off. The next series of seconds passed in splinters. Neither of them spoke. Agony roared white and hot behind Din's eyes, through his chest, up his side. Alarms flashed across his visor. Sparks flew. One of Din's armor seals whined and cracked as Paz tugged at it. Din registered distantly that Paz had drawn a knife. But Din had been a warrior for 20 years, a fighter for 10 years more. He'd been trained by some of the fiercest, best fighters that the Mandalorian Fighting Corps, the Death Watch Fighting Corps, the warriors who'd been so fierce that they'd chosen exile instead of giving up their armor and their ways, had to offer. I am not, Din thought, very clearly, even as his body moved on instinct, even as he watched the arc of Paz's knife come down, aimed for the stiff material of the kuta around Din's neck. Going to die here. Like this. Din's training took over. Din had fallen on his left side, which was good, because it meant that he'd caught himself with his better arm and had avoided another sprain in his bad. Paz had come down on top of Din and was using his weight to pin him to the floor. Din's good arm was trapped underneath his body, and it was throbbing like it wasn't going to be his good arm much longer, but Din still had his other arm free. It was his bad arm, and he wasn't in a good position to block Paz's knife, but Din was out of options. He threw his right arm up, elbow out, to deflect Paz's death blow. Paz's knife skated across Din's gauntlet in another shower of blue and white. Paz was using his Verd knife, which was made of Beskar. Metal screeched across metal. The impact jarred Din to the bone, hit him hard enough that Din was sure Paz had knocked loose all of the screws T6 had set into his arm to hold it together, but Din was able to turn the knife aside to keep that wicked edge away from his throat. Paz's knife skated down the length of Din's gauntlet with an unholy shriek, skipped off the back edge and slashed through Din's kuta across his bicep. If it made it through the kuta and into flesh and bone, Din couldn't say. Adrenaline flooded down his spine, across his shoulders, into the tips of his fingers and toes. It was louder and brighter than his pain. Time slowed down. His vision cleared. I am not, Din thought again, fury cold and clear in his chest. Going to die here. Din wasn't strong enough with his right hand to grapple with Paz over the knife. The Dark Troopers had seen to that. But Din was still plenty strong, and he knew where the weak spots in Beskar Gam were just as well as Paz did. Din closed his hand into a fist, drew it as far across his chest as he could, and backhanded Paz in the throat. Paz had his kuta on too, his breastplate, his helmet. But he did not have a gorget, despite all of the times Din had punched him in the throat to gain an advantage in a fight. Din wore armored handguards because he'd been in this kind of situation before. Having Beskar guarding his hands, backing his gloves, was useful. They proved their use again when Din made hard contact and Paz reared back, weight-shifting, scrabbling for his throat. Din heard Paz choke on air. He let go of both his knife and Din's cuirass. Din used that moment of freedom to twist himself loose, rotating his hips and his core to dump Paz sideways, scrambling backwards out of Paz's immediate reach on his hands and the heels of his feet. Paz's Verd knife had cut into Din's kuta. It stayed where it had bitten into the thick material, the hilt still vibrating with the force of Paz's blow. Din's visor flashed a warning. His flight suit had been further compromised. That's nothing new. Din got far enough away from Paz that he felt safe enough to push up off his hands and his heels, pitching forward into a ready crouch. Paz recovered faster than Din wanted him to. He lumbered to his feet, panting like a bladeback, and took a lurching, uneven step towards Din, who was still on the ground. Uneven, Din thought, watching that step. His own left arm was a sheet of fire. Din pushed past it, made his fingers cooperate. He pulled the Verd knife out of his other arm and tossed it away. He's still healing. Paz's leg had been badly broken. Din had seen the injury himself. Boba had said that Ushib was a good healer, one of the best Jidat in the desert, but she couldn't work miracles. Paz has a weakness. The injury itself, the break in the ragged wound where bone had punched through skin, were covered by Paz's thigh plate. His kuta and his beskar were stabilizing the injury, letting Paz walk. Knowing Paz, he might even have gotten over his dislike of needles when Stirl told him that Din was coming in and given himself a shot of Cymoxin so he'd be ready to fight. But it's still weaker than his other leg, Din thought. His field of vision had narrowed. His ears still rang and roared. Din stayed in his crouch, pressing a hand to the gash in his kuta like he was badly injured. Din let Paz fall for the bait, lumbering close enough. Then Din dropped down to one elbow and kicked, lashing out hard with his foot. He hooked Paz around the right ankle and pulled with all his might. Paz toppled. It wasn't graceful. He hit on his right side, a cry of pain escaping his helmet, crackling through his vocoder. Din did get to his feet then, taking two steps back to give Paz the opportunity to realize that he wasn't going to win and to assess his own injuries. Din's side throbbed. Paz hadn't hit him directly over the wound Din had collected from the raid in the throne room, but he'd hit pretty close. There was going to be a fearsome bruise there, assuming Din survived this. His left arm hurt too, but not like it had been broken. His shoulder'd been jarred, but it was still in its socket. Din felt something warm and wet dripping down his right arm, pooling in his kuta at his elbow. Paz did get me with that knife, Din thought. He barely felt the wound, though, which was either very good or very bad. Either the wound was so superficial that Din couldn't feel it past the bloodlust roaring in his ears, or Din was very badly hurt and his body was just refusing to acknowledge the injury, desperate to keep itself alive. I want to live, Din reminded himself, hanging on to that feeling. Paz couldn't, wouldn't kill Din here, no matter if it was what the Creed demanded or not. I am Darmanda. I don't have to do what the Creed demands. Not anymore. The thought was fierce and bright. It sounded like something Boba might say. Boba wasn't here, but Din was facing Paz alone. He was facing the tribe alone. Paz was acting on what he'd been taught, what he'd been told his entire life. If she were here, the Alor would be behind Paz. Annika, Wirin and Tosho, and Rina and Den. Din would be standing against them alone. But Boba'd be on my side. Din clung to that thought, too, drew strength from it. Boba would be on his side, which meant that Din wasn't alone, not really. He made himself refocus on the fight. Paz's slow recovery had given the Verdike a second to intervene. Black blurred at the corner of Din's eye. He flinched. For a moment, he thought that Strill was rushing him too, just like Paz had, and he tensed, ready to catch her and throw her back. But Strill didn't charge Din at all. Instead, she charged into the space between Din and Paz, put herself between them, arms out, facing Paz. Her body shielded Din. Din stared at her, surprised. He risked a glance at Zhaig and found the kid up off the wall he'd been leaning against, but holding out from jumping into the fight. Zhaig's head was slung low between his shoulders. He was ready to fight if he had to, but... But he's not interfering, Din realized, shocked. Why? Strill and Zhaig followed the same creed that Din had, the same creed that Paz followed. They should be charging Din. They should be working with paws like a pack of Anuba worked together to bring down a dragon, nipping and corralling and tripping Din up until he fell, giving them the chance to surge in from every side. But they're not. And Strill had called Din Orivod, brother. She'd called him that even though she knew that he was Darmanda. She doesn't think that I'm her enemy, Din realized. She's not gonna try to kill me. Zhaig was holding off, too. He didn't look happy about it, was tense like he was ready to spring for Din's throat if he had to, but he was holding off. Din refocused on Paz, energized. He had fewer enemies in this room than he thought. I'm not dying here, he told himself grimly. Paz isn't winning this one. I didn't throw that fight when we were young. I didn't let him beat me then. I haven't let him beat me since. He can't beat me. I am the better fighter. Din wished that they weren't fighting. He didn't want to hurt Paz. I love Paz. He's my brother. But if thrashing him across the sandstone floor would make Paz finally stop... Paz, Stroh was saying urgently, her arms still out, her body still between Din and his brother. Paz, stop. This isn't right. Get out of the way, growled Paz, lurching back up to his feet. He staggered, badly. His right leg shook in its armor as it tried to bear Paz's weight, but managed to keep his feet. Stubborn idiot, Din thought. He heard Boba's voice in his head again. Garatin. This doesn't concern you, Strill, Paz continued. His voice was ragged with pain. I have to do this. Let me do this. Doesn't concern me? Strill snapped back, tone hot. Like Kark, it doesn't concern me. He's right, kid, Din said, loud enough to be heard. He was touched by Strill's defense, honored by it, a gift didn't deserve and hadn't expected, hadn't looked for. But Din knew Paz. Paz wasn't going to back down until he was made to back down. Strill turned towards Din, startled. Din lifted his chin. This is my fight, Din said. But... He's trying to kill you, Strill exclaimed. I have to, Paz said, at the same time as Din said. He can try. Din and Paz locked eyes. Din could feel it, even though he and Paz were both fully armored. A sense of knowing, of connection, despite everything that had happened since Din and Grogu had left Nevarro, ran between them. Paz was swaying on his feet. Din was steadier, though the amount of blood inside the sleeve of his kuta was starting to, distantly, concern him. I have to, Paz repeated. He lifted his own chin. His helmet had a fresh Beskar Bright scratch down the side of his face, a mark left by the sandstone floor. This is the way. Din inclined his head, acknowledging Paz's belief, his conviction. It was the way. It wasn't Din's way, not anymore. But it was still Paz's. If I have to hit him hard enough to convince him otherwise, Din thought, then I will. You can try, Din said again, his own voice a low growl. He held his arms out wide despite the burn in both of them, showing Paz the shining breast of his armor. It's your right. It was. Paz was Din's elder brother. He'd been fighting with and alongside Din since they were kids. He was... If anyone was allowed to try and punish Din for breaking the creed, to absolve him of it, it was Paz. Boba couldn't do it. Bo-Katan couldn't do it. Neither of them had ever followed Din's creed. Neither of them knew what it was he'd sworn himself to, what those words he'd said after he passed his foundling's trial on Braca had meant. But Paz understands. Paz had sworn the same creed, had said those same words. Din wasn't going to die over it. True absolution was out of his reach. But this, fighting, letting Paz try, proving that Din wasn't weak, that breaking the creed hadn't... That it didn't change who I am, Din thought. His heartbeat picked up like it did before flogging. That even though I'm Darmanda, I'm not a dangerous animal, not a coward, not some weak thing that needs to be put down for its own good. I can show him. that breaking the creed didn't break me. Din hurt in half a dozen places, but now all of his aches and pains were throbbing with a new purpose. Now, Din had something to prove. Din was not going to die here, at Paz's hands. He'd already made that decision. He had decided to live, on Morak, on the light cruiser, here on Tatooine. Every day, Din had gotten up, still as Darmanda as he'd been when he'd gone to bed, and he had decided to live. Grogu needs me, Din thought. Boba needs me. You need me, Paz, even if you don't want to admit it. Even if you think it dishonors you. Orivod, said Strail hoarsely. He wants to kill you. He is not going to be able to, said Din. The adrenaline crashing through him was evening out, transforming into a familiar focus. A sense of purpose had solidified in Din's chest. It filled him with courage. He shifted back on his heels. He was ready. But he can try, Din said. He looked at Paz again. If he thinks that he needs to. If this was what it took to make Paz listen, if Paz needed to hit Din to see that Din would stay standing, if he needed to take a beating himself to realize that Din was still strong, well, most Mandalorians learned their lessons through blood and sweat and pain. If Paz needed this to realize that Din wasn't going to lie down and die over a fistful of words he'd sworn as a child, when there were living beings, flesh and blood, who needed Din alive. If this is what it takes, Din thought, pulse hammering, then he can try. Strill stared at him for another handful of heartbeats, then dipped her chin into a bare nod. She was Mandalorian, too. She understood, even if she didn't want to. Strill backed off, clearing the courtyard. She didn't back off as far as Jag, who was still in a ready stance near the wall, but she gave Din and Paz enough room to get back to it. Din dropped his hands and got ready. Paz snarled at him. He wouldn't get to surprise Din again. "Acting like this doesn't matter," Paz growled. "Doesn't change what my duty is." "Maybe not," Din allowed. "You're Darmanda," Paz insisted. This is for you, too. This is so you can rest, so you don't have to..." Paz broke off, clearly frustrated, still unsteady on his feet, and for the first time his confusion was palpable. Din could feel it hanging in the air. He could almost hear Paz thinking, could taste his sliver of doubt as it hit the air, stinking like a wound. "To spare me pain," Din thought. He licked his lips inside his helmet. "Paz," he wanted to say. "I need pain." Pain helped Din focus. Pain kept him. Kept him in his body, kept his head clear, reminded Din of his duty. Pain had kept Din from walking the way of the Wurak. It had given Din Boba. Friendship and a sparring partner and rest and ease. Without pain. Without becoming Darmanda, Din wouldn't have found any of that. But Din didn't know how to say all of that, the words sticking hard in his throat. It wasn't that he was glad he'd broken the creed. Losing the tribe still cut too deeply for that. But I'm not alone, Din thought. I'm not weak. I'm not a danger to the tribe. This is a better life than I could have hoped for. A better life than Din had thought he'd get after Morak. There were no words for the depth of that feeling, though. The gratitude and surprise and fierce protectiveness. And Din's right glove was starting to fill with blood, too. I can't drag this out, he thought. Posturing was all well and good. Half of any fight was psychological, and Paz was already confused, unsure and doubting, even if he didn't want to admit it. But if Din let this fight drag on for too long, he did risk serious blood loss. Weakness, dizziness, opportunities for Paz to exploit. This will have to be a fast lesson. Paz, fortunately, was not patient. He hesitated for another thin second, still obviously confused. Then put all of that aside and charged Din again. This time, Din saw it coming. Din was lighter on his feet than Paz. Faster. Had been even before Paz had broken his leg in the Dune Sea. He had plenty of time to step lightly out of the way, letting Paz overshoot him, though of course Paz wasn't just relying on momentum and brute strength to get Din on the ground again. Paz missed Din with the bulk of his body, but lashed out with a fist and caught Din on the edge of the chin. He didn't punch half as hard as a Dark Trooper. Din's Beskar still resonated anyway, rattling against his cheekbone. Din rolled with it, letting Paz's momentum turn his body to the side and out of the line of another direct attack. Din itched for his spear, for the Darksaber. He was injured badly enough that his will to live was kicking hard against the inside of his ribs, most of his instincts bent desperately toward survival. "But I don't really want to hurt him." Din wanted to make Paz stop. Wanted to make Paz realize that Din was fine. He didn't want to kill him. The spear might be a little less lethal if Din used it as a stave, but the Darksaber was dangerous. "I'll stick to my fists and my feet for now." Paz twisted back around, the maneuver made complicated by his bad leg. He couldn't just spin on one foot anymore. He had to come to a stop and turn, clumsily, to face Din again. Din watched him. Honestly, if Din wasn't bleeding to death, he probably could just win by staying out of Paz's way, letting Paz exhaust himself or push himself too far. That leg wouldn't hold forever. Sooner or later, Paz was going to strain it too far and it would give out on him.
"Don't know how long that's going to take, though," Din thought.
Paz lunged again. He was a good fighter. Intelligent, strong. Paz had realized that charging flat out wasn't going to catch Din again. This time, Paz hung back a little, lunging close enough that he could grab for Din with his longer reach. Paz had always been taller, but not so close that he risked getting pulled over by his ankle again. Din ducked Paz's grasp and stepped in, forming a fist with his right hand and punching Paz hard and sharp in the side, just underneath the gap of Paz's heavy chest plate. Paz's kuta was stiff and probably in better shape than Din's. Its integrity held, so Din's punch only knocked Paz back a little. Din followed it up by dropping his head, loosening his jaw a little so that his teeth weren't gritted for the next impact, and leaping up with all of his strength. Paz had been brought down by Mirsh Moresha before. Din had proved himself Mandalorian as a kid by headbutting Paz in the sparring ring. Paz had had a helmet on, and Din, then sponsorless, hadn't, though Paz's helmet had been made of Katarn composite, not Beskar. Din had split his own face open, given himself the scar between his eyes, but Paz had fallen to the ground. Din had won that spar. "This isn't a spar," he thought distantly, as the impact rattled his teeth anyway, made his Beskar sing out a high, resonant note that throbbed between Din's ears, behind his jaw. Those spars had been watched over by the trainers, by the elders, too. There had been plenty of other warriors around to stop a spar before it got too out of hand. Before one of the training kids had been able to really hurt another. Din had been dragged off Paz that day by Palish Vizsla, who'd congratulated Din gruffly on his Mundokar and then gone to tend his son. Mundokar, Din thought. He'd heard that before. Boba had said it. Din hadn't remembered that Palish had said it too until just now. That memory was old and blurry, and made even blurrier by the concussion Din had given himself by whacking heads with someone in armor. But it was there, mixed in with half a hundred other fights Din and Paz had gotten into. "Palish said that I had Mandokar." But that had been a spar between children, not a fight between two trained, dangerous warriors. Paz wasn't trying to get Din to surrender, not this time. Din didn't let up or back off. Paz reeled, his own helmet ringing. Din needed to get Paz down, needed to convince Paz that he wasn't going to win, that trying to win was suicide. "Paz has... he's got kids now," Din thought, remembering what he and Paz had talked about on the Huntress on the way over from Arcanus before Din had told Paz that he was Darmanda. "There's a lot I'd do for those kids," Paz had said. "He might not let me live for my sake," Din thought. Paz believed that Din was... that it would be better for Din to die rather than live as Darmanda. Din understood. He did. A quick death was supposed to be a mercy. "But it's not a mercy that I need. And maybe I can convince him to let me live. For his kid's sake." Paz was intelligent. He could recognize, usually, when he was beaten. When trying to get a victory would cost him more than it was worth. Din wasn't going to lie down and let Paz win this fight. Paz would... he would have to recognize that. Din just had to help him get there. He followed his headbutt up with another sharp, hard punch to Paz's side, aiming for more or less the same spot he'd hit before, then another backhanded blow to Paz's throat. Paz was fast enough to block the backhand. His gauntlet crashed against Din's. That did hurt, Din's left arm protested. Paz swung at Din's head and Din ducked. They struggled like that for a moment, in close quarters, throwing punches, blocking blows, their armor clanging as they made contact with each other. He's still strong, even half burned out with fever, Din thought. Paz had been sick, but he'd recovered well enough under Ushib's care. He still punches like a Karkin Gundark. Din was going to be one big bruise when all of this was over. Time to end it, Din thought decisively, before Paz could get lucky or could get in close enough to truly grapple. Din stepped forward, determined to bring Paz down. Paz saw an opening and went for it. He had no way of knowing what Din and Boba had been doing together up in Boba's rooms. He had no way of knowing that just last night, Boba had put his mouth on Din's cock, his hands on Din's balls. He couldn't know about the bruises pressed there, the tenderness, the pain. Paz was just doing what he'd been taught. Male humanoids tended to have a very common weakness, and all foundlings were taught to exploit it. It was a good way to even the sparring ring out against a bigger or faster or smarter enemy. Paz planted his bad leg on the floor, sucked in a breath that Din could hear, a great crackling whoosh of air, and brought his left knee driving up, as hard as he could muster, into Din's groin. Din's kuta took some of the force. It was compromised across his chest, his arm, but not here. It did what it was supposed to do and spread some of that force out, transferred it to the bottom of Din's stomach, to the sides of his thighs. But his kuta wasn't able to shift all of Paz's force, and Paz drove his knee into Din's groin so hard that Din had to choke back a scream. His entire field of vision went red, his stomach leapt up into his mouth. Din's training kept him from toppling over. Moving on blind instinct, Din lashed out hard at Paz's injured leg. It was a low, cowardly blow, but Din's courage had jumped up into his throat along with his stomach. Their fight had gone on long enough. Din had managed to catch his own scream behind his teeth, but Paz didn't. He howled in pain and crumpled, clattering to the floor in another spray of sparks. Din kicked Paz again for good measure. He couldn't see well enough past the red in his eyes to aim, but he still tried to kick Paz in the knee instead of the meat of his thigh, where that ugly wound had been on Arcanus. Paz muffled a scream into his helmet, clutching at his leg. There was movement along the wall, one of the Verdike trying to decide whether or not to intervene. Din managed to take a staggering step towards Paz, but then had to stop, knees weak, nausea clawing at him. He tried to fight it down to get control over his body, but it was a losing fight. Din took two more stumbling steps to the side of the courtyard, shuddering all over, then dragged his helmet off, bent at the waist, and gave in to his nausea once he was clear of Paz. Distantly, Din heard someone. Zhaig, he thought. Gasp. When he'd finished being sick, Din wiped his mouth with the back of his hand. His fingers were shaking. His handguard scraped against his mouth, black spots danced around his eyes. Pain shuddered through his stomach, his chest. He wanted to fall to the floor. Underneath the physical pain was another wound. Din could feel it. He had hoped. No, he thought, wiping his mouth again, stomach twisting. This time he managed to fight down his nausea, forced himself to take shallow breaths, to push his pain aside. There's no time. When Din was sure he could speak without screaming, he turned around, glaring fiercely at Paz, who was still crumpled to the floor, clutching his leg. He wasn't going to get up anytime soon. Din blinked to clear the red to the edges of his vision and risked a quick glance around the rest of the courtyard to make sure he wasn't about to be tackled by one of the younger warriors. Zhaig had taken a shocked step forward, the direction of his visor fixed on Din's helmet, but Strill had a hand hooked under one of Zhaig's arms, holding him back. Her other arm was extended past one of the doorways. Din saw two of the foundlings and wanted to be sick again. They shouldn't have to see this, Din thought. It was the boy, Took, and the smallest one, the Pantoran, Myrda. Din's helmet hung limply in one hand. They shouldn't have to see me. To see me and Paz fighting like scrumrats. The urge to prove himself, to prove his strength, even if it came at the cost of Paz's pain, shriveled up inside of Din's chest, doused with shame. Din tried his best to push all of that aside, too. He was sorry that the kids had to see this. But I'm not the one behaving like... Din had to pause. He didn't know what Paz was behaving like. A Mandalorian? Mandalorians. Din's kind of Mandalorians, who he'd once been, who Paz still was, were supposed to protect the covert from threats. Din's heart sank. Am I the threat? Din was Darmanda. He wasn't going to hurt anyone. Well, unless either of the Verdica decided to take an ingot out of Paz's forge and go for Din, though Strill hadn't so far, and she wasn't letting Jai get in the way either. And Din had no intention of losing his honor, of behaving like a wild beast, but... But Paz is trying to protect his kids, he thought. The wound in Din's heart widened. He's trying to look out for me, too. He's only doing what he's been taught. Still, though, he told himself, trying to push past it. I'm not his enemy. And he's injured. Din narrowed his eyes. He's injured, and there are kids here. He should have known better. Still clutching his leg, on the floor, Paz growled, the sound of it crackling across his vocoder. He spat. What are you looking at, Arueti? You won! Finish the carking job! Din stared at him. Paz's words sank through his chest like stones settling at the bottom of his stomach. Din almost wanted to be sick again. He wanted to be outraged, to be defensive, to snap or snarl or maybe kick Paz again, the way he and Paz had always solved their problems, but... Finish the... I'm not gonna kill you, you carking moron, Din hissed. And you're not killing me. Nobody's killing anyone. I will kill you, Paz snarled. But he couldn't uncurl from the floor, couldn't heave himself back to his feet, so Din decided not to believe him and said, Paz, you can't even stand. Paz snarled at him again, but didn't get to his feet. I just need a second, Paz panted. Din could hear the tears in his voice and a curl of guilt twisted through him. He's hurt, Din thought. I did that. Din was hurt, too. His right arm throbbed now. He could feel the gash in his bicep. The wound felt hot, then cold. This has gone too far, said Din quietly. You're beaten. Give up. No, said Paz. You... My honor. Your honor. Din was finished with this. It had gone too far. This isn't what I wanted, Din thought. It was time to make it end. Din made himself step towards Paz, pushing down the overwhelming urge to fold up, to black out, pain lurching sick through his stomach every time he moved, and drew the darksaber. It crackled when Din ignited it, the blade hissing and humming its now familiar song. It threw stark shadows around Paz's body. Strill and Jag both sucked in nervous, fearful breaths. Din cast a tired look at them, then looked back down at Paz. He adjusted his stance so the white-black edge of the darksaber was just a few inches from Paz's face. Plasma singed the air. Yield, said Din firmly. You can't fight me. Let me worry about my honor, Paz. Din tried to gentle his tone. You're not going to beat me. I have a blade at your throat. You lost. I don't want to hurt you. That makes you a coward as well as a traitor, Paz spat. Din just shrugged tiredly, the darksaber following the motion of his arm. Maybe it does, he said. But it's keeping you alive. I'm not going to kill you. I don't want to hurt you. And, he added, tone sharpening, I don't think you want to hurt me either. Not really, not badly. Of course I do,
said Paz. You're Darmanda.
If you'd really wanted me dead, you would have used your plasma thrower, Din said. He knew that Paz had one. It was built into his gauntlet, just like Din's whistling birds were built into his.
Paz was silent.
For a long moment, the only sound in the little courtyard was the Darksaber's black hum and Din and Paz's ragged breathing. Strill and Jaig were very still and very quiet. The foundlings were frozen. Aura blaster, Din pressed, when Paz didn't immediately refute what Din had said. Or another knife, a grenade.
And if I'd wanted to hurt you, I would have used this, Din gestured with the Darksaber. Let Paz feel the sharp, crackling heat of it. If he'd wanted to, Din could have used it to hack Paz to smoking pieces to put an end to all of this.
But I didn't, and neither did he.
Din looked up at Strill and Jaig and the foundlings.
I'm sorry, Din said to them all sincerely. He looked down at Paz again.
I don't want to hurt you. Yield.
What do you want, then? Paz growled.
Din took a deep breath.
Yield, he repeated. He leaned in, plunging the tip of the Darksaber into the sandstone floor to make his point. Sandstone melted around it almost immediately, orange and white slag hissing and steaming just a few inches from Paz's face. Paz was one of the bravest beings Din knew, but even he flinched. The Darksaber sank a quarter inch into the sandstone, then a half inch, then a full inch. Finally, as the blade burned so brightly that even Paz's helmet began to heat, condensation beating across its forehead like sweat gathering on a brow, Paz jerked his head away, tucking his chin towards his chest, and said,
I yield, all right?
Din deactivated the Darksaber.
All right, he agreed, simply.
Paz huffed.
Kark you, he said.
Din let him have that without further comment.
You asked what I wanted, Din said, tiredly clipping the Darksaber back to its place on his hip, his fingers a little stiff and clumsy.
I didn't want to fight, Paz. All I wanted to do was talk to you.
What if I don't want to talk to you? Paz challenged.
You lost, Din snapped, his already thin patience fraying.
I didn't. So you get to sit there while I put more Bacta on that leg, and you get to listen.
Paz tucked his chin even further into his chest, but didn't argue any further. Din eyed him, making sure that Paz really had given up. He and Paz had both played dead before to lure the other into a trap during a spar. Then nodded, decided, and turned back to Strill, Jaig, and the kids.
I have an offer for you, Din said. All of you. It was given to me by another Mandalorian, and she asked that I pass it on to you. But I'd like to tell Paz first, if that's okay.
Strill and Jaig looked at each other, a speaking glance, and Jaig shrugged. Strill looked at Din.
What other Mandalorian? She asked, her tone heavy with doubt. Are they one of us?
Din shook his head. No, he said. She follows a different way.
A different way? Jaig broke in. But that's...
Din held up a hand. We can argue about it later, he said.
But we need... You might need to go find Ushib.
Din was pretty sure that he was going to live. He was sore and hurt, and there was a concerning amount of blood in his kuta, but he didn't feel too lightheaded or like he was about to pass out. He purposely didn't think about the hot, sticky ball of pain buried low in his gut.
If I do, I might get sick again.
I don't need a karking healer, Paz muttered. Din ignored him. He kept his gaze fixed on the Verdike, who were looking back at him, clearly torn.
I am sorry, Din said quietly. This isn't... I didn't want it to happen like this.
Jaig made a rough sound, but Strill tugged at his arm. She slowly lowered her other arm, which had been thrown out to keep the foundlings from getting in the middle of Din and Paz's fight, and the smallest one, Myrta, crept over to Strill's side.
The way I see it, Strill said, tone cool. You were only defending yourself. Paz is the one who's being an idiot.
Strill, Paz growled.
No!
Strill exploded. She let go of her brother to jab an angry finger in Paz's direction.
I told you that you didn't have to kill Orivod. He's not a Wurak. He might be Darmanda, but he's still...
He's still a good person. He's still helping us.
That doesn't matter, Paz bit out.
It should, snapped Strill. She turned to Zhaig.
I'm going to go get Babu Ushib, she said. This one's going to need medical attention.
I will too, actually, Din muttered.
So I did get you, said Paz, sounding a little pleased at the prospect, even as his voice stayed tight with pain.
Din resisted the urge to kick Paz again.
Strill sighed.
Zhaig, she said, keep an eye on the kids. You two.
And she rounded on Din and Paz again.
Please don't kill each other.
We're done, Din assured her.
Paz huffed from the floor.
We are, growled Din.
You're hurt. I'm hurt. If the Allod asks if you find her again, you made me bleed for breaking the creed. Satisfied?
Not really, Paz muttered.
But he subsided after that.
Strill looked between everyone again, like she was trying to judge whether or not they could all be trusted, then nodded, patted the top of Myrta's helmet, and left them all to their own devices, muttering insults under her breath. Zhaig cast Din another doubtful look, but did as his sister asked, and ushered the kids back down the hall they'd come from, out of sight, speaking quietly. Din and Paz were alone. Din finally let himself sag down to the floor. He didn't do anything undignified, like tip over on his face, but he did sink to the ground, first to his knees, and then, gingerly, when Paz didn't uncurl and pull another knife, all the way down. Everything hurt.
You're a carking shabweer, Din grunted. Pain pushed at him behind his eyelids, lodged low in his gut.
You know that?
You're one to talk, Paz grunted back.
Kark, I think you broke my leg again.
Good. Din said, though he was too tired and heartsore to put any real heat behind it. Should teach you not to pick a fight you can't win.
Paz was silent. Din let Paz nurse his wounds. He turned his attention to his own injuries, pressing a hand to his right arm to clumsily feel for damage. Paz had cut him. Din couldn't tell how deep it was with his kuta in the way, but the wound ached when Din pressed down. His arm was wet with blood. There was a bone-deep ache in his belly and his groin, too. Din was trying not to think about it. It wasn't at all like anything he and Boba had done. Din probably should have felt sick last night when Boba had wrapped his fingers around Din's testicles and pulled. Had bruised, but even though that had hurt, it had been good, too. Nearly impossible to bear, but good. Paz's knee had just hurt. It sat in a knot in Din's stomach. He felt like he wanted to throw up again, but refused to give Paz the satisfaction.
It's been a while since we've beaten each other up like this, he thought.
Din and Paz's fights had ended in broken bones a few times before, but they'd been younger then. A broken bone had been easier to shake off.
What did you want? Paz finally asked. His voice was flat. He was still curled up on the floor.
His chin was pressed against his chest, his helmet against the sandstone. He must have been in terrible pain. Paz had never shown Din weakness, not if he could help it.
What?
You said you had something to tell us, Paz said.
Me. What was it?
You gonna listen?
Now you are being shabware, growled Paz.
Tell me what you want, Din. Then get out. You're not part of the tribe anymore. You shouldn't be here.
Din couldn't argue with that.
Fine, he said. He took a breath, ordering his thoughts. He hesitated, not wanting to make Paz even angrier, but waiting wasn't going to help anything.
Better to get it out now while he's willing to listen, Din thought.
Paz had never been gracious in defeat. His tolerance would run out sooner or later. Sooner, if Paz could rally.
There's a Mandalorian, Din started.
Bo-Katan Kryze. He left off her other titles, her clan, her house. All of that might confuse Paz. Or it might not. I don't know what Paz taught him when we were kids.
She's a warrior that I know, Din said.
She's gathering up all of the other Mandalorians she can find. For a quest. She wants to take vengeance against the Imperial remnants for destroying Mandalore. She's gathering Mandalorians to offer them a chance to join her. She asked me to invite you, and for you to invite anyone you can get in touch with. The gathering's on a planet called Kronest in a month.
Paz was quiet again. Din settled back onto his shabs, gingerly shifting his weight around to try and find a comfortable position that didn't jostle his balls or startle red light across the backs of his eyes. He set his helmet down on the floor beside him. His reflection in its silver surface was rumpled, tired. His eyes were bloodshot and red, like he'd been crying. "Are you going?" Paz finally asked. He moved a little, pulling his head away from his chest. To this gathering. Din nodded. "I am," he said.
"Why?"
"She asked me to," said Din, simply. I owe her. I swore to help her in her quest. She helped me save my son from Moff Gideon."
"You shouldn't go," said Paz.
Din ran a hand through his hair. "What?"
"You're not Mandalorian,"
Paz snarled, some of his heat, his temper returning.
"You shouldn't go."
"You're an expert on Mandalorians, then," Din snapped back. He felt his mouth twist, an ugly scowl settling in. "You know so many others?" Paz faltered, but it wasn't in his nature to back down.
"These others, this Bo-Katan, they're not Mandalorian either," he said.
Din snorted. "She's from Mandalore," he said. "She was born on the planet. She ruled the planet briefly."
"That doesn't make her Mandalorian," Paz growled.
Din laughed. He couldn't help it. It was just... it was so absurd. It was like looking at himself in the Razorcrest's dented, warped old mirror. Din could just barely recognize himself in Paz's words, in Paz's conviction. But the view was rusted, chipped at the edges.
"Then what does?" Din asked.
"What does following the way of the Mandalore?"
Paz said, pushing himself up on the heel of his hand. "She has her own way of the Mandalore," Din said. Paz recoiled.
"There is only one way of the Mandalore," he said.
Din heard their lord in Paz's voice, in his cadence. "I sounded like that," Din thought. He'd said the exact same thing to Kreese on Trask. "There is only one way of the Mandalore." Din took a deep breath. "There isn't," he said.
"Heretic," Paz growled.
Din pinned him with a fierce look.
"Use your head for once," he hissed. "There's... the way we lived, there weren't a lot of us. There couldn't be. If a covert got too big, we risked exposure. But think, Paz. Mandalore was an entire planet. It had millions of people, billions. And maybe not all of them were Mandalorian like us, but there were thousands who lived..."
Din stumbled. He had thought this before, the words growing louder and louder in his head each time. But he'd never said it.
"Who lived following a way of the Mandalore," Din made himself say.
He shook his head.
"There are other ways."
He thought of Boba and the history he'd shared with Din, Death Watch and the true Mandalorians, and all that had happened between them.
"Our creed," Din started. "Our creed is a creed, and you can follow it, Paz. I followed it. I'd still follow it if I hadn't needed to show my face on Morak. But," Din added sharply, cutting Paz off before Paz could interject, "that doesn't mean that there aren't other creeds."
"Any other way is a false way,"
Paz said, his tone flat like he was repeating a lesson.
"Vreska said..."
Din stilled.
"Vreska?"
Paz shifted. If Din didn't know him so well, he would have missed it, but Paz had been Din's brother for 30 years, as contentious and fractious as some of those years had been. Din knew Paz. He knew when Paz felt guilty.
"Annika was chosen," Paz finally said, tone heavy, "as Vanalor. Alorica. The armorer had started to teach her how to work the forge."
"Oh," said Din, surprised. He ignored the way that hurt, too.
"When?"
"About a week before you brought that kid of yours back to Navarro," said Paz. "She was
She was going to tell you when you got back, but you didn't stick around.
She was... That's good, Din said. He cleared his throat and finally looked away, disarmed by Paz's unexpected and unlooked-for honesty. She's the right choice, he said. Paz inclined his head.
I thought so, he said softly.
It was strange to hear him like this after how angry he'd been just a few minutes ago, after the sounds he'd made when Din had kicked him in his bad leg. Their shared grief passed between them for a moment. Din had loved Annika, too, not like Paz had loved her, but she'd been Din's sister, bright and fierce, Mandalorian. I hope she's still alive. Annika had always been a good fighter. She was tough. Din hadn't seen her armor in the heaps of helmets beneath Navarro City. Maybe she was still alive. Maybe she'd taken the other foundlings and run for it, hit the black, found somewhere safe to hunker down.
I hope so.
To be named Alorica, Din didn't recognize the other word Paz had used, Vanalor. But to be Alorica meant that Annika was the future of the tribe. Din wasn't, couldn't be, but if Annika was still alive, that meant that Din's tribe was still alive, too. He swallowed, roughly. Vreska is the armorer, Din said, dragging himself away from thoughts of Annika. Paz nodded. Annie wasn't supposed to tell me, he admitted, still sounding vaguely guilty. Vreska, the armorer, it's private, and Alor's name. Din nodded, too. He remembered the Alor's lessons. The Empire is looking for Vizslas, he remembered her saying. All of the elders had said it. Looking for Skiratas, for Raos, for Ordos. Better to just be a Mandalorian of the tribe. Better to be no one. Better to be safe. Din wondered, for the first time, who his Alor's clan had been back before the tribe had gone into hiding. Was she Saxon, he wondered? She had to be Deathwatch. We came from Deathwatch. Was she Kryze? Cast? Wolves? Din didn't know how many clans had followed Tor Vizsla, but the thought of Bo-Katan meeting someone else from Clan Kryze made him smile faintly. Vreska Kryze, he thought. It didn't sound quite right, but then neither did Vreska. The armorer had always just been that. The armorer, the Alor. She hadn't needed a name. She told you that there were other ways, Din asked, returning to the matter at hand. His skin prickled, anger faint in his belly. She told Annika, Paz corrected. And they're not other ways. They're false paths. Uridusha. Evil, Din thought. His anger wasn't so faint anymore. She knows they're not, he said, trying not to growl. He wanted Paz to understand. Bo-Katan isn't wrong. Her way, it's not wrong, it's just different. Maybe we were the ones who were wrong, Din didn't say. He didn't think that the creed was wrong, not really, not wholly. It just was. It was the creed. It was hard and inflexible, and maybe now Din felt that it was unfair, but the life of a Mandalorian was hard. The creed was hard because it needed to be. Because Mandalorians had been hunted. Because there were so few of them left. We had to be strong enough to survive, Din thought. The creed, it is the way it is to make us strong. If every outsider was an enemy, kept at arm's length, a warrior knew to expect betrayal. If every Mandalorian face was kept hidden under Beskar, no one would end up on a bounty puck or in the Imperial databases. If only one warrior left the covert at a time, then only one warrior was at immediate risk and the rest of the tribe was safe. But not all Mandalorians live that way. It's wrong, Paz repeated. His tone was hardening again. It's false. Cowardly. How is it cowardly? Din asked. He'd thought the same thing, of course. That Bo-Katan and her Talvore were pretenders. that Boba had been a pretender, until he'd shown Dan his father's chain code, until he'd confirmed that Jango Fett had been a foundling. But now Din knew the history, Mandalore's civil wars, its bloody past. If we're the children of the Watch, we're the cowards, Din thought. Death Watch had followed Tor Vizsla, and he hadn't had any honor at all. He'd sold his own people out. He'd been a murderer, a liar, a man only out for himself, not for his tribe. A Wurruk, Din thought. No one in Din and Paz's covert had been like that. Honor had been pressed into them like raw Beskar was pressed into shape by the Forge. That was part of the creed, too. Keeping one's word, holding to one's promises. Paz was staring at Din. His expression was hidden behind his visor. Din stared back, struck again by the fact that he didn't know what Paz looked like. Paz had had golden eyes as a kid. A lot of Pantorans did. He'd had brown hair and round cheeks and yellow tattoos on his face, marking who he'd been before he'd come to the covert. Does he still look like that? Paz could see how Din had changed. The scar across his nose, the gray starting to thread through his hair, his beard, the lines that had gathered at the corners of Din's eyes. Paz could see everything now. Din didn't care. How is it cowardly? Din repeated. They can. The ones who take their armor off, Paz finally said, though he didn't sound as sure of it as Din had thought that he would. They can just. They can take it off. They're not. They can avoid being hunted. If you take the armor off, no one knows that you're Mandalorian. You can pretend to be Arwëti. I've been Darmanda for months, Din said. But I still wear my armor. I still have that target on my back. Paz made a rough, growling sound. He was still clutching his bad leg. You shouldn't, he said. Din bared his teeth at Paz. You gonna take it from me? He challenged. Paz snorted, laid his head back down against the sandstone floor. I couldn't if I tried, he said. That made Din pull back a little, surprised. He had never heard Paz just give up like that before. Paz caught Din's surprise and snorted again, taking a hand off his bad leg. I can barely walk, said Paz. His voice was thick with something. Self-loathing, maybe. Disgust. I can't fight. I couldn't take that armor off you if I tried. I did try. Din's stomach still hurt where Paz had punched him. His groin ached. If Strill and Jaig had pitched in, Paz started, but then he stopped himself, shook his head. They can make their own choices, Din said. And you can still fight, Paz. Can I? Paz snorted again. Didn't seem to do much good against you. You haven't been able to beat me for years, Din pointed out. He softened his tone some to blunt the blow, but it was true. I'm smarter than you. Paz growled again, though it didn't have much heat to it. You're an ass, Paz finally said. Din snorted. True enough, he said. Din looked at Paz again. He licked his lips. What else did the Alor say about other creeds? He was curious, despite the anger still pacing in his chest. She knew, Din thought. She knew that there were others, and she didn't tell us. Paz shook his head. Not much, he said. Annika had just been chosen. They'd only had a few conversations before you came back. And then you did come back with your new Beskar gum, and Vreska told us to be ready. Din tilted his head. Ready? For the Empire to attack, Paz said. She knew that you were going to go back for that kid. She knew you'd need our help. She knew? Din blinked again. Confusion broke through his anger. That's why we were ready, Paz said, when the shooting started. She told us that you'd need our help, so we all armored up. Din said. He looked away. He couldn't stare at Paz anymore. She knew that I'd need help, Din thought. It warmed him, even as the wound in his heart tore wider, a fresh, bitter grief welling up like blood from a cut.
She knew I'd go back for Grogu.
The Armorer hadn't told Din to go and get him from the Empire. She hadn't condemned him for working for the Remnants, not like Paz had. She had almost always trusted Din's judgment, had held him up to the others as an example. She had told him that he was walking the way of Mandalore, even as he'd taken the Empire's credits, the Empire's stolen Beskar. But she thought that getting Grogu back was the right thing to do. She wanted to be ready to help me. Grief was so strong in the back of his mouth that Din almost wanted to be sick again. Wanted to see if it was something that he could get rid of, purge, and then never have to deal with again. You know it's not, Din told himself. Grief wasn't a bruise he could heal from or a cut he could stitch up. It wasn't a feeling he could chase away with nausea meds or a painkiller. It, like the Creed, just was. These other Mandalorians, Din finally said. They're different than we... than the Covert. Din corrected himself before Paz could. There was no we. But they're still Mandalorian. Boba is still Mandalorian. Still honorable. Kreez, she's hard, but she's kept her word. She's still a good fighter, a fierce ally. She helped me save the kid, too. And she doesn't care that you're Darmanda, Paz asked. Din shrugged with one shoulder. He didn't want to tell Paz that Kreez didn't know, that it was probably dangerous for her to know. Din smiled to himself, wry. A lot of people seemed to have that reaction. Bo-Katan had more in common with Paz than Paz had with Boba. If Paz was a child of the Watch, then he and Bo-Katan were cousins, almost. Boba was a true Mandalorian. Like I said, Din said, skirting Paz's question. Her creed is different. She and her Talvode, her bloodkin, Din translated, show their faces. They still wear Beskar armor, but they show their faces. To each other, to Aruatisa.
Why?
Din shrugged again. Why do we, did I, he corrected, catching himself again, hide my face? Because I was told it was the way.
You were told?
Paz asked, a dangerous note entering his voice. Din sighed.
I'm not saying that I didn't agree, he said. I knew what the creed was when I swore it. I'm not trying to blame anyone. So what are you trying to do? Paz demanded.
Din spread his hands. He didn't know. He wasn't sure. That, he said, trying to figure out what he wanted to say. We had our way, and Kreez has hers. Boba has his, and that's not wrong. It's just different. It was hard for me to understand, too, at first, but just because I don't understand doesn't mean that it isn't true. That I can go up to another Mandalorian, Din said, his conviction growing. One who's shed blood, who's fought for their armor, for their clan or their tribe, and tell them that they aren't Mandoare because they don't follow my way.
Paz froze. Mandoare.
Din heard a familiar hunger in his brother's voice, a familiar question. Din had sounded like that the first time he'd asked Boba to define a word for him, after Boba had learned that Din didn't speak Mandoa. The children of Mandalore, Din said. That's what you are.
Mandoade, Paz repeated, hushed.
Din nodded. I know I shouldn't. Strill told me that I shouldn't speak it, Din said.
Mandalorian?
Mandoa, Din said, nodding. Since I am Darmanda, I shouldn't speak the language.
You know it?
Not much, Din admitted. Boba's taught me a few things. Some words, a couple phrases.
Boba, huh?
Din bristled. He's a good man, said Din, warningly. I don't know what you've heard about him, but...
I've heard that he's a carking monster, Paz said, tone blunt.
He looked at Din sideways. Din scowled again, fierce defensiveness rising in his chest to mingle with his grief, his anger.
My dad warned us about him when we were kids, don't you remember?
Din rocked back on his shub, surprised again.
He did?
He didn't remember that.
But Paz nodded.
Fett was a bounty hunter, said Paz, who didn't care if he sold out his own kind. Dad said that if we ever saw him, we should tell the Allure so she could evacuate everyone. He said that Fett was dangerous, a pretender and stolen Beskar.
Din stopped, shook his head. He didn't know what Palos Vizsla had or hadn't known about Boba. Paz's father had been old enough to know Mandalore. He might have fought Boba or Boba's father. Boba's armor isn't stolen. It was his father's, and his father was a foundling. And our people, Din said carefully, were Boba's clan's enemies back on Mandalore. There was a civil war. Did you know that?
I knew a little, said Paz, tone reluctant. Dad talked about it sometimes, said it was awful, lost most of his clan to it, he said. That's why he picked me.
Din nodded, relieved to hear that Palace hadn't reveled in the war, in the things that Death Watch had done.
It sounds like it was, said Din.
Boba's father, Jango Fett, fought in the civil wars. On the opposite side of our people, I think.
Didn't you say that he was a Mandalorian?
Paz asked, his voice buzzing like an angry wasp worm.
I did, Din said. But I told you, there's more than just one kind of Mandalorian. Boba's clan followed a different creed. They called it the Resulnare, the Super Commando Codex.
The what?
The Resulnare, Din said. The six actions. I think it was the creed, or it was where the creed came from. A lot of Mandalorian groups followed it. But Death Watch, our people, followed something different. That was why there'd been a civil war. One side had decided that their way was the right way and had tried to inflict it on the other side. Paz stiffened. Din eyed him.
You've heard that before, Din said. Anger flickered in his chest again.
Death Watch.
Paz hesitated, but he did nod eventually, short and sharp and jerky. Din's anger grew.
I've heard it before, Paz admitted. It was Dad told me. He said he'd been Death Watch once, but that it was Death Watch had gotten it wrong. That was all he said about it, Paz added when Din opened his mouth to push further. I didn't think. He said that he wasn't Death Watch anymore.
Kreese said, she said that I was a child of the Watch, Din said. He wondered what the word for that was in Mandoa. Ad was child. Death Watch was Kirtzad. Was a child of the Watch a Kirad?
Before I became Darmanda, I mean, Din added, looking at Paz again. I didn't ask her what it meant at the time. I thought she was Arweti. She showed me her face.
She is an Arweti, Paz insisted, though he sounded less sure than he had before. Din could almost feel his doubt again, a sour smell in the air. If she doesn't follow the creed.
I'm not saying that you have to go to Kreese's gathering, Din interrupted before Paz could work his way around in a circle again. He was still prickling over the way Paz had talked about Boba, about the fact that Paz had known some of this, had known about Death Watch, about other creeds, even if he didn't believe in them. You don't have to go. And if you do go, you don't have to swear to her quest, but...
Din stopped, shook his head.
But what? Paz pressed, gruffly.
But someone from... One of our people should be there, Din said. He gathered his courage.
If all Mandalorians are gathering together, then the tribe should have a chance to be there too. To be heard. To decide what's going to happen.
Paz snorted.
No Allure is going to sit around with a bunch of Arwetise, he scoffed. Their warriors wouldn't stand for it.
Din's temper flared.
Stop, he growled, calling other Mandalorians you don't agree with Arwetise.
Paz looked up again.
But they are, he said. They aren't, said Dan. Kreese is... She's just as much a Mandalorian as you are. She wears Beskar. She fights. She looks after her people. Boba's as much a Mandalorian. Just because his way isn't yours doesn't mean... Din made himself stop again, shaking his head. Shouting wasn't going to help. When one walks the way of the Mandalore, he said, reaching back through his memory for the Alor's rhythm as she said the words. One is both hunter and prey. Kreese and Boba have been hunted just as much as we have. Just because they show their faces doesn't mean that they're cheating somehow, that they're only acting like Mandalorians when it's convenient for them, then taking their armor off when they're in danger. But no, pause, said Din. Exhaustion pulled at him. Din wanted nothing more than to return to the safety of Boba's bed, to rest, to slap some Bacta on the worst of his hurts and spend the rest of the day sleeping. Unlikely to happen. There was too much to do. The thought of getting up from here, knocking back a painkiller, staunching his bleeding arm, and then going off to Mos Eisley like Boba had asked, of checking the canyons like he'd promised Fennec, seemed insurmountable. But I have to do it anyway, Din thought. Din sighed. It can't work both ways, Paz, Din finally said. He'd been thinking about this for weeks now. You can't force anyone else to follow the creed. Remember, we had to choose. The Foundling's trial. Both of them, because Din had taken his twice to prove to Paz that he could, had been miserable. It was the first time that Din had been alone, really alone, since the Separatist attack on his parents' village. He'd been given a blaster, given a Verd knife, and told to survive. Then all of the Foundlings had been dropped into the wilderness, strange and glowing on Felucia, and rusted through on Bracca, and told to survive. And those who had survived were told that they could become Mandalorian if they wanted to be, if they chose it, and swore the creed. I did choose it. I said the words. I meant them. I think that someone from the tribe should go, Din said, pulling himself away from his own thoughts, his own pain. If Bo-Katan Kreese is trying to make a decision that could affect all Mandalorians, I think that all Mandalorians should be there. You said she wants to, what, take revenge against the Empire? Din nodded. Paz made a rough noise. She'll have a fight on her hands, he muttered. The Empire... It's a lot more of the Empire still out there than I thought. Din half smiled. She's Mandalorian, he said. She doesn't know who she is without a fight on her hands. None of us do. Paz turned his head to Din, sharply. Din swallowed. Us? Paz pressed, his voice like a sword. Din swallowed again. He looked away. He couldn't meet Paz's eyes, or even Paz's visor. I don't feel like I'm different, Din said. Like I'm, I don't know. I thought, when we were kids, I thought that becoming Darmanda would feel like dying, like burning alive. Din had been actively dying a few times now. That hit he'd taken on Navarro had nearly done him in. He'd felt his life fading as he'd lain there on the floor of Karga's Cantina. Breaking the creed wasn't like that. Din was alive. Wounded, but not dying. I know I'm not the same, Din said, as I was on Navarro. But that's... People change all the time. I thought that being Darmanda would feel different, but it doesn't. Din had more guilt now, more grief. But he wasn't sure if those feelings were because he'd changed in some fundamental way, or if it was just because Din was getting older, living through more. When he'd been part of the tribe, Din had been solitary. Part of the tribe, of course. He'd known that they were with him even when he was drifting out in the black. But back then, Din hadn't had much to hold on to. No kid, few friends, no whatever Boba was now.
Ridur, Klauska had called Boba, whatever that meant. So I didn't really have anyone to miss, he thought. No one but the tribe to fail, so no one to feel guilty over. No. Din shook his head again. He was going in circles. He pushed himself off his shebs and stood, hissing as the pain in his groin and stomach tightened with emotion, and stumped over to Paz. Paz let him get closer. Din crouched by his side and pried one of Paz's hands, as gently as he could manage, though Paz resisted, from Paz's leg. The thigh plate was still in place. That was good. Paz caught a growl in his throat when Din pressed down gently, trying to test Paz's range of motion. "Can I?" Din asked, fingers at the seal of Paz's thigh plate. Paz was stiff. "Come on," Din coaxed. "Let me see, I can help Ushu." "Fine," Paz muttered, turning his helmet away. Din worked quickly. Paz didn't resist as Din released the seals and pried Paz's thigh plate off, unbuckled that portion of his kuta to inspect the damage. When Din pulled the kuta away to reveal Paz's leg, he winced. The scar, not an open, weeping wound now, which was good, was raw and swollen, a furious bruise beginning to form across the breadth of Paz's leg. The veins there were dark. "I don't think I broke it again," Din said, a little apologetic. "But you're gonna hurt for a few more days." Paz grunted. "It's fine," he muttered. "Damn thing was just about useless anyway." Din arched an eyebrow. Paz had, well, he'd been awkward and had lurched more than he'd walked or run, but he'd stayed on his feet for a fight. He'd given Din several good hits. "Let me see your arm," Paz said gruffly, propping himself up on his elbows. Din pulled back a little, brow furrowing. "Come on," Paz said, repeating Din's own words. "Let me see. I can help Ushu." "Fine," Din said, resisting the urge to grit his teeth or put his hackles up like an angry massif. He sat back down beside Paz, warily, and let Paz heave himself into a sitting position at Din's side. Paz wasn't gentle exactly when he started poking at the gash in Din's arm, but he did hiss, almost sounding a little apologetic, and pressed his fingers to Din's arm to staunch the bleeding. "Sorry," Paz muttered. "I don't know, Din." "Yeah," Din said, looking away. The courtyard was oddly peaceful for a slice of Jabba the Hutt's palace. It reminded Din a little bit of the makeshift oasis underneath Jabba's tower. Serene. The air was still and quiet. "I know the feeling." Paz was quiet for a long minute. His gloved fingers were warm and familiar against Din's skin. He'd done this before, held a wound closed, staunched the bleeding. "You remember that time you fell?" he finally asked. Din looked sideways at him. "When we all lived on Kashyyyk." Din blinked, thrown. "Kashyyyk? I fell a few times on Kashyyyk." It had been hard not to fall. The entire planet was covered by its rocher forests. Getting anywhere had always involved a lot of climbing. "The time you fell and broke your arm," Paz clarified. "Oh," Din said. His mouth twisted. He had to resist the urge to reach for his right arm, to wrench Paz's hand away. That fall hadn't been the first time he'd broken his arm, but it had been one of the worst. Din's arm was so weak, in part because of that fall, probably. He'd been young enough to heal quickly then, but the bone had gotten weaker every time it had had to heal. The Allure had made Din go around with his arm pinned to his chest for weeks. They'd only had a little Bacta that year, barely enough to knit the bone back together. "Yeah, I remember." Din had been climbing up a set of thin, flexible tree limbs, hunting for Dowbird eggs, and he hadn't been paying enough attention. He'd put his weight on the wrong branch, and the branch had broken. It had sent Din crashing down 30 feet, whacking other branches on the way. He'd landed on his arm. Annika had laughed, not realizing that Din had been hurt, but Paz had realized and had come to help. "You carried me all the way back to the covert," Din said. "And I broke all of the Dowbird eggs, too, not just my arm." "Of course you're still worried about the damn eggs," Paz muttered. "Yes, Danica, you broke the eggs, too. And nearly your fool head if you hadn't had your helmet on."
That wasn't the only time I nearly caved my head in, Din disagreed. A faint curl of amusement, of kinship, moved through his chest. Remember that Gundark on Vankur? Paz actually groaned, which made the affection in Din's chest crack open a little wider.
I try not to, he muttered.
Din smirked. Of the two of them, Din had definitely come off the better on Vankur.
Was the last time I let you talk me into exploring a cave, if I remember right.
You followed me into that one on Dantooine, Din said, but that was Annika's idea, I think. Paz grunted.
I try not to think about that either, he said. But snails.
Paz affected a weak shudder, which made Din soften into a genuine smile.
But on Kashyyyk, Din, when you fell, you scared us, me. You were always doing that, climbing where I couldn't reach you.
Din listened, his smile fading. You yelled at me after, he said, remembering. Wirin taped my arm up, and once he was done, I'm pretty sure you called me spore-brained.
I used to hate you for it, Paz said quietly. For scaring me, I mean. I was supposed to keep you all safe. You, Annika, the others of our cohort. And then all of the foundlings, the tribe. But I...
did your best, Din pointed out. Paz snorted.
My best's been piss poor, he said. These kids, they're alive because they're smart little Vornskir cubs, not because of anything I've done. And you're, well, I couldn't protect you either, it turns out. And it wasn't just that time you fell on Kashyyyk.
I've fallen lots of times, on a lot of planets, Din said, struck by the bizarre urge to comfort Paz. As kids, Paz had never needed comfort. As an adult, after Din had won the right to be Baroya, Paz hadn't wanted it. Had wanted very little to do with Din at all, in fact. Paz refused to play along.
It wasn't just when you fell on Kashyyyk, he repeated. I hated you, you know, after you won that fight.
He didn't have to clarify which fight he meant. Din nodded. He had known. He'd even understood. Paz had wanted nothing more than to prove that he could be a good provider for the covert. A good hunter. Palos's son. Din had known that, but he'd beaten Paz anyway. He'd fought as hard as he could, and he'd won. A better friend, a better brother, might have thrown that fight. Should have thrown that fight, maybe, Din thought. But Din had wanted it, too. Paz had gotten a father, a name, a clan for himself, a full set of Beskar Gam passed down to him once Paz had died. And Din hadn't gotten any of that. He wouldn't have gotten any of that, not unless he fought for it, and he'd known that even as a kid. So Din had fought. Becoming the covert's Baroya had been the only way Din had seen himself earning his Beskar back then. It was the only way he'd seen to prove himself, to show them all that Din did belong with the tribe, that he was one of them.
I'm not sorry that I won, Din said quietly.
He wasn't. But I know it. I know you wanted it. Paz had been the tribe's hunter for a long time. Paz had wanted to follow in his footsteps. I'm sorry that it hurt you, me winning. Paz snorted.
I said that I hated you back then, he said. Not that I still hate you.
Din froze.
Annika's been after me all these years, Paz continued. She thought that I was being a right idiot, actually, acting the way that I did. She heard about what I said to you after you took that job for the imps. It had been a while since I'd seen her that mad.
Din smiled faintly. That sounded like Annika. She'd always been the most fair-minded out of the three of them. Paz had always been able to hold a grudge. Din could, too, but Annika never had. Once a fight or an argument or disagreement was over, it was over for her, decided. But Din didn't know what to say. His chest hurt. He didn't... This wasn't anything that Din had expected. The fight, Paz's spitting, snarling anger, yes, Din had expected that, but this...
It hasn't been easy for you, has it? Paz asked. His voice was low.
Din was so shocked that he answered. What hasn't been easy?
This, Paz gestured with the hand he wasn't using to hold Din's arm together. Being the hunter.
Din didn't know what to say to that either, so he didn't say anything. His mind worked, trying to come up with a response. With something, anything to say.
When we were kids, I thought it was what I was supposed to do, you know. It's what the old sword wanted for me.
Paz, Din thought. He kept his mouth shut, letting Paz direct the conversation. Maybe it was due to the blood loss, but it had all slipped out of Din's control anyway. They'd been talking about Mandalore, Mandalorians, not about this, whatever this was.
This past year with the kids, it's been awful, said Paz.
He shook his head.
The running, the moving around, all of the karking logistics. I never had to know how much fuel I'd need to get from one safe planet to the next. How much karking food kids can eat.
Mine eats frogs, said Din. Paz shut up and stared at him. Lizards, too, Din added. A knobby white ice spider once, that was a nightmare.
The little green creature, Paz ventured. Big eyes, bigger ears. Didn't look like hardly more than a handful on Navarro.
He's predatory, Din confirmed. His species must be. I've never seen anything eat a live lizard that fast. Paz shuddered.
None of mine are predatory, he said. Took's a decent enough hunter. Can set a snare that'd catch a Ronto if he's got the time, but he still likes his food cooked first.
Din snorted. Lucky you, he said. Paz was quiet again. That was odd, too, these thoughtful silences. He's been through a lot, too, Din thought. He's getting older, too. He has grief and guilt, just like I do. Din sighed.
It's not your job to protect me, he said gently.
Not anymore. Not even before, not even when I was still a part of the covert. I'm a blooded warrior, I can look out for myself.
Yeah, Paz said.
He'd stopped Din's arm from bleeding and took his hand away.
Maybe, but still, it's hard, isn't it? Being in the stars on your own.
Din shrugged with his left shoulder. He had never thought about it like that, not really. Din had been alone, but he'd been alone so that he could provide for the tribe. It hadn't been something that he'd resented. He'd understood what he'd been getting himself into when he fought to become Baroya.
Stubborn Dikut, Paz muttered, showing off another word he must have picked up from the Verdike.
Din snorted.
Garatin, he said.
He looked sideways at Paz.
It means you're stubborn. It's not always a compliment. Garatin, Paz repeated. Course you'd pick up the useful words. You've always had a head for tongues. I could never get the hang of them.
That's because you took too many blows to the head as a kid, Din said. Paz swiped half-heartedly at Din's shoulder. Din let him. Paz cuffed him, not quite hard enough to hurt, and then kept his hand there. His fingers curled around the edges of Din's pauldron, tightened. Din let him do that, too. Paz could rip the pauldron off if he wanted. A few weeks ago, Din might have even let him keep it, bring it back to the Allure to be melted down. Maybe it could have sponsored another foundling. Din wasn't Mandalorian anymore. He wasn't supposed to wear Beskar. But now I need it, Din thought. Gorga the Hutt was going to come back. Paz couldn't keep Din's armor, not right now. Paz could take it right now, peel it off Din's kuta, throw it away, or tuck it close to his chest. But then Din would take it back. Paz had already admitted that he wouldn't be able to win against Din in a fight. Din didn't want to hurt Paz, to actually break his leg, or worse, but
If he tries to take my armor, I will, Din thought.
Paz's fingers curled hard over the edge of Din's pauldron, his glove brushed against the Mudhorn's snarling face. And then, Paz let go. His hand dropped back into his lap.
You were my brother, Din, said Paz. I loved you. Sometimes I hated you, but I loved you.
Din took a careful breath.
I'm still your brother, Paz, he said. I told you, I'm not. I don't feel any different. I'm still me. Garatin, Paz repeated.
His voice was thoughtful. He didn't lift his hands again, but he did lean in, brushing his pauldron against Din's. The motion jostled Din's wounded arm, made their pauldrons clink and clatter, singing a high note.
Nervod.
Strill calls Boba Darvod, Din said. His throat was tight.
Her not brother.
That made Paz huff, shaking his head.
She adopts anything that holds still long enough in her line of sight, he said. That's how she got me.
Din raised an eyebrow. Is that how it is? He asked. I thought you were stealing them, not the other way around. Paz lifted his left shoulder to mirror Din.
Kid's persuasive, he said.
Din thought of the way Strill had yelled at Paz. Warmth filled his chest. She is that, he allowed. I know if you like her.
You're Boba Fett? Paz asked shrewdly.
This time Din punched him, whacking Paz solidly in the arm.
Don't, Din warned.
Paz chuckled.
I've got eyes, Tanika, he said. You don't tolerate anybody taking a shot at him, do you?
No, Din snapped, so choose your next words carefully. Paz held up his hands in mock surrender.
You've already kicked my teeth in once today, he said. Strill's going to be mad if she comes back to find that you did it again.
She gave me a pass the first time, Din muttered. All I have to do is tell her that you started it, she'll take my side.
Sure of that, are you?
Din shrugged. He was reasonably sure. Paz dropped his hands again. His shoulder slumped a little. Din saw and couldn't help but brace himself for a blow.
And you're sure you're not... You don't need someone to... You're not suffering? Paz asked.
He stumbled over the words, which was unusual for him.
You're not walking the way of the Wurrok.
No, said Din honestly. I'm not.
Then it's good that you've got someone looking out for you, Paz decided. Even if that someone is Boba Fett.
What are you saying? Din asked, suspicious. Paz blew out a crackly breath.
That if you're sure you're not walking the way of the Wurrok, he said. If you're happy, then I don't. My honor is satisfied.
Paz held up his gloved hand. The leather was damp with Din's blood. Din nodded. His eyes prickled. He couldn't think of anything to say.
Still don't like Fett, though,
Paz added.
Really, Tanika, you couldn't have picked someone with less...
Nerjoha, said Din firmly, punching Paz in the shoulder again. That means shut your carking mouth before I hate you, by the way.
Eloquent, Paz muttered, rubbing his arm.
He paused, then added helpfully.
You ass.
Din couldn't help but smile. He couldn't see Paz's face, only the familiar angles and planes of Paz's helmet, but he thought that Paz might have been smiling too.